Thank you so much for interviewing with us today. Could you start off by telling me your name?
Travis Hope, TRAVISHOPE.
Perfect. And could you tell me what you had for breakfast this morning?
Fruit, watermelon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So we're going to start over here at the scale. And here we have a little dial that says me. So when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on this scale between trust and distrust? And I invite you to move the little scale.
Actual, like the process, the election process of voting, like when you go and vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. So I see that you have it all the way to trust at a 10. And could you explain a little bit about why you feel this way?
I think the actual process of voting is good. I know a lot of things are made out about this and that and IDs and whatnot, but you need an ID for everything nowadays. I think the actual going there, and then a lot of people are volunteers or senior citizen, poll workers. It's just they've been doing it for years, and I just feel like there is some trust there. Like, I don't think nobody's there is there to mislead anybody.
Absolutely. And sorry, I thought I stopped the recording on accident. So where do you say that people, do you think, generally feel on the scale? Do you think that generally people feel trusting, or is it a little bit more to distrust?
Which one is it, this one?
Yeah.
I think dealing with people, I've done a lot of get out the vote stuff and just trying to register people to vote and talk to people, and a lot of people have a lot of distrust for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. They either don't like the paper ballot, they don't like the electric ballot, they don't like early voting, they don't like the voting through mail. They're like, it's all over the spectrum because there is so many different ways. So you got people have different opinions on different things.
Absolutely. So what do you feel needs to happen for people to feel more inclined to be trustful of the voting system?
I just think they need to find a balance between technology and just consistent balloting. Like, also another thing is, like, this one Tuesday, everybody's got to vote on this Tuesday. I think that puts a lot of people to where the numbers are going to be what the numbers are, because only certain people go out those Tuesdays. I mean, you got wards that have thousands of people and they only have 60 people vote all day. So it's those types of things. I think the early voting can help with that. There just needs to be trust built into that. There can't be no mistakes of lost ballots and stuff like that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So the second part of our interview will be right over here. So we're going to pretend that these children are in the room with us today.
Okay.
Could you explain why it's important to vote in the context of explaining this to a kindergartner?
Sure. It's important to vote because the rules that we live by, the policies, all the different things in our lives are all based on voting and who's in our office. So it's important for you guys to build your future, to vote for people, solid people that are like-minded and want to move the country and the world forward.
Awesome. And then could you explain how, like, the process of actually voting?
Yeah. So, I mean, you turn 18, you register to vote. And once you're registered to vote, you vote within your wards. There's a lot of websites. There's a lot of information out there letting you know where you can vote. They also let you know who the candidates that are running. Not necessarily who to vote for. You make that decision based on yourself. But once you do that, then you go to your local polling place. You vote, turn it in, you get a sticker, and that's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Was there anything else you wanted to add today?
No, I just wish more people would vote.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, no problem.